Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Roggoven. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Roggoven. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Rodriguez scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Bud Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggoven fields it and throws to third for the out. Del Singh moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is hit by the pitch. Del Singh moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Marion reaches second base with a double. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Marion applying the tag. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raghavan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan juggles the ball. That's an error on Raghavan. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sheely for a passed ball. Krahoski moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry pinch runs for Dick Krahoski. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Marty Marion. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. George Schmies pinch hits for Ned Garver. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.